Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing some solid green on the screen this morning once again. July corn at 474, that's up 4 1/4. September at 483 1/4, up 3 1/4. December at 494 1/2, that's up 2 1/2. Soybeans joining in as well, we're at 1224, that's up 5. September at 1215, up 8. And November beans at 1214, up 8 1/4. Bean oil doing a little better at 44.93. That's up 49, while meal at 371.70 is down 10. Real big driver here is the wheat market, and we will get to that here in just a moment. Old crop crush at 88.50 is up 50, and new crop at 105.50 is down 2.5 cents. July wheat in Chicago, 680 1/4. That's up 16 3/4. July Kansas City, 692 1/4, up 19. July Minneapolis at 732 3/4. That's up 12 1/4. And we do have a number of things working to drive this. Concerns about supplies coming out of the Ukraine, weather in Kansas, and the weather in Russia all working to keep the wheat moving higher. There was a lot of fun buying on the last COT report, and if you look at tomorrow's Tech Tuesday, we're going to see some definitely different numbers. We're not triggering any action indicators yet, and they're still short, but their tone towards the grain market has changed noticeably. July rice at 1929, down 8. July cotton, 78.26, up 95. December at 75.76, up 63. March at 77.28, that's up 55. August live cattle, 175.17, up 105. August feeders, 253.55, up 265. July hogs, 101.70, up 25. Gin milk at 20.81 is up 30. July orange juice, 404.20, that's up 10. July crude oil, 78.57, that's up 73. As we're starting to build back some premium here, and the market is trying to make a bottom. July diesel at 246.75, that's up 1 3/4 pennies a gallon. While unleaded at 250.63 is up 2 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 251 is up 3. These are all July quotes as we're rolling over into the next month. Gold at 23.4870 is down $26.40, but silver at 28.55 is actually up 4 cents. Dollar's edging a little lower. We're at 105.10. That is currently down 19 on the day. Stocks quiet. We have PPI tomorrow. That's wholesale inflation. CPI on Wednesday. Those are going to be the big movers, so not expecting a lot from today. Dow at 39,550 is up 37. S&P 5226, that's up just 3.5 points after being noticeably higher earlier. We're trading about 10, 12 points off the best levels. NASDAQ 16,391, that's up about 49.50 points, so about 1/3%. Interest rates are creeping a little bit lower in front of these inflation numbers. The 2-year at 484 is down 2 basis points. The 10-year at 448 down 2. And the 30-year at 462 down 1 basis point. We may have come down a little bit much with interest rates with their drop over the last week or so. And if we get hotter than expected inflation numbers, we could see some volatility across all the markets. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy and a touch rainy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.